gonna pay a guy a visit. A guy I don't know that well. But there's a reason for this visit. There's a moral here to tell. You say that if you're not online, your life's not really lived. But a life that's lived online has no real perspective.
Oh, bloody, bloody, blah, blah, stop droning on and on. Let's see if the big man's in, knock, knock, ding, dong, ding, dong. Oh, bloody, bloody, blah, blah, stop droning on and on. Let's see if the big man's in.
My point here is that on a screen, things are not always what they seem. I'm gonna have to freeze time here so you appreciate the scene. I'm standing shop with my mouth wide open and eyes like golf balls, watching on in terror as one of my travelling companions gently pats the man on the head while the other grabs his cheek and gives it a jovial wiggle. With the benefit of hindsight, I should have explained the purpose of this visit in more detail. Big Man is a notorious gangster, feared by many, loved by none, aka the baby-faced assassin, Superfly scraping 4'1", and he's standing in the doorway. He's seething with rage. I only brought these guys here to make the point that his online Big Man persona warps perspective on his diminutive size, but he's every bit as dangerous, and he's got us in his sights. No, time to take a photo. We don't want this one on the feed, or we'll be gangster fodder for sure. He won't stop till he's tracked us down. This man is not to be messed with. This is going to be a very short album, unless, thanks to the wonders of biology, our stride lengths are sufficiently longer than his. Now run, run. Now run.
Not that big, you see. I wonder why he's so angry. Did he not play an Ewok in that Star Wars movie? Big Man's not that big, it's true. He hates me more than he hates you. I bet he's mixed with Mr. Wonka. Oompa Loompa, Jubidee Doo.
Well, we made it back out onto the road, but this has nothing to do with clicking our heels together. You can keep your Glinda dot, there's no magic going on whatsoever. It's a simple case of stride length and favourable conditions thanks to the weather. It's the boggy ground that's loading down all around the purple heather. Sinking with each step due to the small surface area of rubber beneath the leather. We'll not be setting foot in his neck of the woods for many years, if ever. This time the odds were in our favour, but it's still a risky endeavour. Now I'm not that up on gambling stuff, but there's someone who is, however.